guys, it's another week and welcome to another exciting episode. Hope you are doing great. I just wanted to do something out of the blues and something random, okay? This is something that has been on my mind, and yeah, I'm not just putting it out there for you to listen. It also applies to me, I mean. Well, I want to do an X talk, like, yeah, because I don't know, so many relationships didn't end on a good note. I mean, some did and then some didn't. So yeah, this is going out to someone who just got out of a relationship, or someone who has been like maybe out of a relationship, yeah, a year or 2 years or 3 years ago. Yeah, so well, your ex, yeah, you have an ex. That doesn't mean that the person is trash, okay? That person is, because things didn't work out between you guys, doesn't mean that that person is not going to be compatible with someone else. You know, sometimes like relationship or a relationship is a lot of things. Companionship, respect, communication, compatibility, you know, and so many more out there, just to list but a few. So yeah, I don't know, you're out of a relationship and then when someone asks you, are you in a relationship, you'll be like, oh no. And how about your ex? And then be like, oh, that one is trash, that one was so arrogant, he was this, she was that, she was a hoe, she was this. Yeah, we know, nobody's perfect. What happened to the good memories you both had? What happened to the beautiful times you both shared together? Why is it that most times when we're out of relationships, we only remember the bad sides? Like, we don't... I don't know, we don't just remember the good parts. I mean, when you were in that relationship, you were like, ah, this is my king, this is my heartthrob, this is my Prince Charming, this is, you are the air I breathe, you are the this, I can't live without you, and I don't know, I want to spend the rest of my life with you and all that. And then you're out of relationship, you forget those things you said, and then you begin to bash the person. Because you're, I don't know, this is, I just need to say this. Your ex is not your enemy, okay? Okay, because, I don't know, you had something to do together. You had amazing memories. So why not talk about those things to someone who is asking? Why do you have to label your ex as trash? Why, and then, I don't know, who does this, but... because you're out of a relationship and then you start stalking your ex, checking if he or she is doing better than you are, fucking move on. Like, you need to move on. You need to accept the fact that you are out of this relationship. You need to, I mean, for you to be out of a relationship, you probably got closure, and then he did something, she did something you didn't like, and then you guys ended on whether a good or a bad note. I wouldn't advise a relationship to end on a bad note, because you don't know what tomorrow brings. I mean, tables turn. I don't know, nobody knows tomorrow. So yeah, that ex of yours is not a devil. It's not the Satan himself. I mean, you yourself, he broke up with you or she broke up with you. You probably did something that the person didn't find pleasing. You did something awful. So why not talk about your own part? Why does it have to be my ex? Like, ex did this, my ex did that. I mean, but it's totally fine, because I mean, sometimes we just want to vent and we just want to rant. But after that phase, I mean, be like, ah, this person was really a very nice person to me, or this person did this, this person did that. I mean, give the person some credit. Because things didn't work out doesn't mean that the person is not a good person. I mean, like, there are really bad people out there, but there's some out of good in each and every one of us, okay? So yeah, this wasn't supposed to be long. So I'll just stop here, and we're doing the quote of the week. Who your ex is dating is none of your business, and whether or not they look better than you is an insecure curiosity. Move on. Have an amazing week, and hope this meets you well. Bye.